Coming up on this edition of Utica County Radio, oh yeah, famous people with legal problems. We've got a lot of people in the headlines. We'll have some fun with that. That's coming up next on Utica County Radio.
Whitaker and Hamer presents
Utica County with Joshua Whitaker and Joseph Hamer.
Welcome into Utica County Radio. Your hosts are Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners and practicing attorneys here in North Carolina, managing partners Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. Also joining us from the Moorhead City office, Cassandra Nicholas. And again, it's always about legalese. Office is located for Whitaker and Hamer in Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and as I mentioned, Moorhead City. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Each and every week we talk the legal, and we also give you an opportunity. We have five consults available, and they are complimentary. If you've got anything going on, you need some questions answered on the legal side, you can grab one of those consults. We'll tell you about those as we move through the program. But I teased it, famous people in the headlines, they've got some legal problems. Josh, take it away.
You know, Morgan, me and Joseph and Cassandra, we sit around and we talk about different things during the week. And we were talking earlier today, and there are four or five famous people with criminal matters that were in the news today and over like the last week. And I figured today might be a good day to talk about that in general, just as a jumping off point to talk about criminal law and how it's applied and things like that. And so I thought that would be fun. I thought that would be fun for the people if we talked about that.
Well, I like it. I mean, and again, we kind of see these larger than life personalities out there. Guess what? They're kind of like us. They can get into some legal situations, and you guys have some got some fodder for us. So which case are we starting with first?
I think the lightest one, if there can be a lightest one, the least serious of the four or five I have in mind is the Justin Timberlake one that just came up, right?
So look, I don't want to diminish the severity of Justin Timberlake's crimes, and and I understand what you're getting at, like the least. Let's not say the lightest, right? Because driving under the influence is no laughing matter, man. I can't believe you just laughed at it. But, and you're still, come on. But I think in terms of, like, let's just break it down by national media attention. How about that? That's how we classify.
Oh, that seems.
So, like, the least nationally relevant in terms of media attention, just to be sensitive to the crime, you know?
And Cassandra knows more about that one than I do.
I know nothing about it, so.
I didn't even know it happened until she told me.
Well, it's really recent. Our listeners, this were recording in the past, were time travelers like that. But in our time frame, it just happened last night. He's on tour right now, which I didn't know was a thing, but Justin Timberlake is on tour. So he was in New York driving under the influence, allegedly, and was pulled over last night, was arrested, went to jail, just like normal folks, and he had his initial appearance today, so I'm not sure what's going on with that, but I know he has additional tour dates across the country coming up, so he might have to rearrange his schedule to show up in New York again.
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, he was in Raleigh a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was recent. It was very recent.
Yeah, I did not go to the show. I was only aware of it because
you were there in spirit. I know you were there in spirit.
I was only aware.
We all know you want to get your sexy back. We all know that.
Josh was a big NSYNC guy. When Timberlake split off, he was like, I can't. If he doesn't have the other boys with him, I don't know that I can support him.
They do. They release a mugshot or anything like that on him? Do we know?
I'm looking at the headlines right now. It says, first of all, it says that he was arrested in Sag Harbor. Pretty sick name for a place. New York Post headline. Justin Timberlake was wasted in drinking other people's drinks. I don't know about you, man. I've had some nights of moderate intoxication, but like...
But you're not, you know, Joseph, you do very well for yourself, but you're not Justin Timberlake.
No, I'm not, man. But if I can't sing like him. I don't look like him.
if I was Justin Timberlake rich, I would never drive, you know, like.
Or take other people's drinks. Buy your own.
Yeah, I mean.
If you're
where's
hammered,
their
you
mouth
hammered,
been? Gross.
Like,
yuck.
Yeah, that's my thing. It's the germs for me, man. Like, there's no level of intoxication I can get to where I want to drink a stranger's drink. But when you're drinking other people's drink wasted, like, I think you may have gone too far, man. And that's like you say, why would you ever drive? And I don't disagree with you, but like when you're that hammered, you're not really making the best decisions, you know?
Did he blow on the breathalyzer? What, do they have any of that information in there, or is it too recent?
Let's see. It might be too recent, man. We don't have all the nitty-gritty details.
Joe's concerned, though, about safety. I haven't seen anything. There wasn't any no accidents, no other drivers involved. So that's good, at least, to the severity
looks like
of the issue.
He's 43, man. I didn't realize that. That makes me feel old. And it sounds like he was failing to maintain his lane of travel in the Long Island village of Sag Harbor. And he was arrested after refusing three times to take a chemical test, even though cops say he appeared to be drunk and had bloodshot, glassy eyes. Allegedly, you know, yeah. Allegedly.
So. Well, he's 43, huh?
43 I'm glad, years old, man. 43
I'm glad,
years young.
I'm glad I'm not in an industry where I have to, try really hard to appear youthful, right? You know, as an attorney, you don't really have to try to, you know, I don't dye the hair, I don't like stay in shape. I'm doing air quotes here. You know,
I think
like
the older and fatter you are as an attorney, the better it works out.
The better.
For you.
It works in your favor.
Yeah.
That really old gray haired fat guy probably knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the one you want. That is the guy you want, man.
That's experience. That's years of experience. Yeah.
You walk into an attorney who looks like Justin Timberlake, you might be a little off. Might be off-putting, you know? Like, who's this?
Yeah, I haven't been
studying
law.
Who's this young guy?
I haven't been brushing up on the law, but I have been eating at Hardee's a lot. And so I'm getting the look down.
Yeah, you
we
walk
will
in
get
it looks
to this
like
in the next segment, but Young Thug's attorney runs marathons. Just FYI.
Yeah.
That you
career
won't have to,
goals. Career goals, Josh. Career
I can't
goals.
Remember. I was at the bar and I can't remember who it was, but somebody was there and they left really early. We were there early, so we were there in the afternoon and they left at like 5 and they were about to go turn in. And I'm all for going to bed early, but I was like, hey, you know, what's you doing all right? You know, like but he had a triathlon the next day. I was like, oh, I'd have to sleep for like 2 weeks. To get ready for a triathlon. That would be how I prepare. Yeah. Before and after.
You're not. I love you, man. I think you're very athletically fit, and I'm impressed with your fitness level. But
right,
you ain't doing
sure.
a triathlon. You're not doing a triathlon ever again in your life. Did you ever do one prior to this? Did you ever do a 5K?
I think I have done a 5K. I think I have.
I did
done
one
a
by
5K.
Accident one time.
Yeah, I think I probably had like a girlfriend who cornered me into going on one or something.
And then it was immediately over between you two.
Did you ever try the Krispy Kreme run? Did you ever do that?
No, I had a lot of people suggest I should do the Krispy Kreme run.
You look like the type of dude who could do the Krispy Kreme run.
You look like you're fat enough to eat a lot of donuts and just athletic enough to run a couple of miles.
I've been front-loading my training on the Krispy Kreme portion, and the back part is going to be the learning how to run.
I had a friend come into town. I hadn't seen him in a long time. This is a couple years back, but he came into town. And I hadn't talked to him in a while, and that's what he led with. Like, that was about to happen the next day. And he was like, you look like a guy who could do that. And I was like, that's clearly some sort of insult, you know?
Wait, is the neon on? Are they hot and fresh? Okay, I'll go in.
Oh, God, man, now you're talking. We should do a Krispy Kreme episode, man.
So we got more people to talk about. We're going to talk about, who is the guy, Cassandra? I don't
Young
know
Thug.
The
Young Thug. Thug. We've talked Young about him before.
He's actually 32 years old, man. He's not that young.
What did we talk about before?
But he is a thug.
I don't know what you're saying about people in their 30s. Not that young.
I mean, it's not that young. It's young. It's young. It's not that young.
Medium-aged thug.
Yeah, he's going to be middle-aged thug before too long. You know?
Semi-young.
Yeah. And then we're going to talk about I wanted to take a minute to talk about the criminal Trump trial that finished up a couple of weeks ago in New York, but I wanted to talk about it in context with the Hunter Biden federal case that finished up last week. I think there's a lot of parallels there that maybe don't get talked about. And we try to be very apolitical here, but we do like to talk about the law, and we do like to talk about the law as it pertains to national news stories. And so I think it's worth talking about, but we'll do that after we talk about Young Thug.
All right, sounds good. Judica County Radio going to continue on the other side. Want to remind you, Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer are the managing partners at Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. And again, practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. They're also being joined by one of their fellow attorneys, Cassandra Nicholas, on the program today. We will not be crying you a river when we come back from the break. We'll be talking more about Young Thug or Semi-Young Thug. And the legal issues, and again, just having a conversation about people that are in the spotlight that are having some legal issues. So stay tuned. You're listening to Judica County Radio. Back on Judica County Radio. Your hosts are Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, again, practicing attorneys here in North Carolina, but managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, and also joining us on the program from the Moorhead City office, Cassandra Nicholas, a fellow attorney at Whitaker and Hamer. But those offices are conveniently located for you: Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and as we mentioned, Moorhead City. What we do on the program is we talk legalese, but we also give you an opportunity for a consult. Josh, real quickly, kind of walk us through, if they are able to get one of these consults, what that's going to include.
Yeah, we've been doing this for several weeks now, but we're offering up some free consultations, meaning you'll get some free time from one of our attorneys to discuss whatever you have going on. We do a lot of estate planning for folks who call in, estate administration, probate, family law. You know, the firm handles quite a lot of different areas of law because we have a few attorneys here at the firm. And so that's what we do. We kind of talk to you for free and figure out what's going on and kind of give you some idea of what representation would, what you need to do, what representation would cost you. So this isn't like a hard sell tactic. We're not trying to sell you on anything. We just really, we enjoy it. You know, I've talked to a lot of listeners with a lot of different legal problems, and we've been able to help some. Some aren't in a position yet maybe to get some of that stuff cleared up, but we do want to be a resource for you. We want the law firm to be able to help folks who listen to the show and call in. And so, Morgan, that's kind of what we're trying to do, just give you an opportunity. You'll call in, leave a message. It's not a line that's answered, the line that Morgan's going to give you. So you'll have to leave a message with some details and some contact information, and then one of our paralegals will reach back out to you and see if it's, you know, something we can help you with. But I've enjoyed it so far.
All right, that's great. I mean, again, these are consults. They're complimentary, and you can grab one. We've got five of them this week, so call this number, 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information, briefly what the call is about. And again, that's a complimentary consult. One of the paralegals will reach back out to you, 800-659-1186. So famous people, legal issues. We've had quite a few in recent weeks, and I think we're going Young Thug.
So I saw the clips. I saw the clips on this one, but I don't know the whole story, Cassandra. I got a feeling you're better informed than me.
So we have talked a little bit about the charges and trial previously, but Young Thug himself, this has been going on for a while. He's got some RICO charges regarding, like, gang-related activity, but then there are some lesser, like possession of marijuana, codeine, cocaine, firearms, a machine gun. So there are several things going on with the charges against Young Thug himself, and then there's kind of a little side circus going on regarding his attorney, which, you know, generally, as an attorney myself, I never want to become the story, but that seems to be what's happening here. So Young Thug's attorney has been held in contempt by the judge. So the judge has said that he's committed some type of misconduct, and the judge has said that he needs to spend 20 days in jail. 10 weekends. So the attorney himself, he asked the court to be able to spend those 20 days in jail with his client. He wants to actually be in jail with Young Thug. But at the same time, he did also appeal the contempt. So it's on appeal right now. He has not yet served any of the time of this contempt sentence. So that's one part.
Yeah, you talk about why story. did you cover why he was in contempt, Cassandra? I thought it was relatively interesting. So there was this off the record. There was like this conversation between the judge and some other folks that
the prosecutor and a witness.
Yeah, exactly. Which is it's frowned upon.
Ex parte.
Yeah, exactly. And the contempt was related to the attorney found out about it. And he wouldn't reveal how he found out about it. He wouldn't tell the judge how he found out about it. And that's why he held him in contempt.
Yeah, if you watch the clip that made the rounds on social media there, the judge, you know, this is state court that we're talking about. So video cameras are usually allowed in most state courts. And so there's video of it. And the judge seems to be angry about it, right? The judge, if you watch it, the judge isn't giving the attorney, I don't know who's right or wrong in this situation. I haven't followed it enough, but it sounds like the attorney's coming to the court with some concern, like, hey, there's been, we call those ex parte communications. And I think it was witness tampering was the allegation, like someone's been intimidating a witness. And the judge should have been more concerned about what he heard as it affects the trial, right? And not so much concerned about where it came from. So that was the weird thing for me. Why is the judge so concerned about where it came from when he should be more concerned about did this happen or not, you know? And the judge was very fiery and got to contempt very quickly. Contempt, you know, judges, that's a tool. Judges can use that pretty much any way they want, subject to review by a higher court. But I did see that. But if you haven't seen that clip, that's something worth looking up. That's kind of nutty.
That particular witness was held in contempt too for refusing to testify after whatever that ex parte communication happened. And Young Thug's lawyer also accused the judge of misconduct, moved for a mistrial, and moved for the judge to recuse himself, both of which were denied.
Yeah, so that was a... Yeah, that's I saw that attorney, because that attorney was very adamant about, like, you know, if I have to go to jail, I have to go to jail. But he couldn't, you know, but that trial seemed like it was getting a little bit off track. You know, like, I can't imagine that goes much further. Like, that judge probably needs to recuse himself. And I imagine Young
Thug disagrees.
Vehemently disagrees. But I imagine he's going to have his actions reviewed. You know, there's a judicial, every state has like a judicial panel that reviews things like that. But I thought that was definitely odd. But that's it. That's Justin Timberlake's got some criminal problems he may get in and out of. I think the things Young Thug, when you get RICO charges involved, those are way more, there's more on the line, right? As far as jail time and punishment, those are more serious charges. And then I thought we would, and I thought we would spend some time talking about, you know, Donald Trump and Hunter Biden. And I know it's a national news story and plenty of national folks have covered it ad nauseum. And I don't want to rehash anything. We're just three attorneys here in North Carolina just sitting down kind of looking at it. But I do think they have some parallels. And I'll just throw this out there, guys. I don't know if you have any thoughts on it. I feel like both the Trump charges... And by way of review, right, he was found guilty of 34 felonies that have to do with New York State business records law, right? And we've talked about that on the show before. And then Hunter Biden was found guilty of lying about his drug intake on a form to buy a gun, right? But what I wanted to kind of throw out there, and what I want people to know when they talk to me about it, is, at least in my opinion, these are things that aren't usually prosecuted. Does that make sense? Like, these aren't things that are normal.
I think it's very fair. These are not things that would traditionally warrant prosecution, but for the political profile of the individuals involved. Now, whether that's right or wrong, we're not saying, right? You're just making a statement of fact.
I'm just saying I get a point. These are two high profile cases. One's obviously a Republican, right? The what we think is going to be our candidate for the Republican candidate for president, and then we've got one who's obviously the president's son. Two people who have some fame associated with their name. But the point being, on separate sides of the aisle, right? One Republican, one Democrat, and you've got two things. Like I've never personally, I haven't done a lot of research on this, but just in my day to day life, you know, I've not seen a lot of people prosecuted for filling out a application to buy a gun incorrectly. I've never even heard of that. Maybe that happens more often than I think. I've never heard of that.
Maybe we should get into, for listeners, I know that a lot of our listeners are very, you know, savvy, aware, but we can get into kind of how things get charged in the first place. That, you know, these laws exist and breaking them is a crime, but whether or not something is charged is up to the prosecutors at every level, for federal crimes and state crimes, local crimes. There's a decision to be made about whether to prosecute them, whether there's enough proof to bring it to a judge, to a trial, that would warrant a conviction. And there are priorities in charging decisions.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, it's not automatic. You know, four or five people can commit the same crime, I'm doing air quotes, crime, and depending on what jurisdiction you live in, who your prosecutor is, and some, you know, like state prosecutors in North Carolina are usually, you know, elected, right? Here in, I live in Wake County, so in Wake County, you vote in the top prosecutor in the county, and they make a lot of decisions. You know, is this something we're going to charge? Is this something we have enough evidence for? On the federal level, federal prosecutors are appointed, right? Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I haven't. I've never really thought about that.
Federal.
but it's up to them, right? So a federal prosecutor decided this Biden case, and this Biden case has a history. There was a settlement kind of worked out that fell through, you know, a plea deal that fell through, and maybe the prosecutors were stuck having to move forward when they didn't want to, or maybe they really wanted to, but they decided to do it, right? So they decided to charge, and then if I'm right, Hunter Biden's charge is he lied about being on drugs when he made his application to buy a gun. Right, that's what he was convicted on. Yeah,
yeah. I do think that's a interesting type of technical law. That
yeah, and I think there's an argument. It'll be appealed, right? It'll go to the Court of Appeals. Yeah. It'll go through appellate review because a lot of people say that that question in and of itself violates the Second Amendment, right? So, probably maybe these charges don't even hold water, even though he got convicted. On the lower level, but I know we're up against a break, Morgan. So we'll pause it there. We'll come back to it to end the show. But I know we got some Q&A scheduled to come up next.
Yeah, that is coming up next, Josh. We want to remind everybody too. In the middle of all this, we are offering up 5 complimentary consults with Whitaker and Hamer, and all you have to do is call the number 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information. Briefly what the call is about. And again, 5 consults available. They are complimentary. And one of the paralegals will return that phone call and, of course, set up that consultation for you. Now, we've already talked about, again, Justin Timberlake, Young Thug, and a little Trump and a little Hunter Biden. We are going to take a short break, and we have some question and answer on the legal side. And then we'll return and we'll sum everything up right here on Judica County Radio. Welcome back into Judica County Radio. Your hosts, Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer. They're attorneys. They're the managing partners at Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. And again, practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. Offices located conveniently for you in Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay-Varina, Gastonia, and in Morehead City. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Each and every week, the attorneys go back and forth on legal topics. So we are hitting question and answer on real estate today. If you've got a legal situation you're facing, you can always call Whitaker and Hamer, 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information, briefly what the call's about, and an attorney will be in touch with you, 800-659-1186. Or email your questions to the show. We'll answer it on a future broadcast. It's info@judicacounty.com. That's info@judicacounty.com. Again, Q&A, real estate the focus. Josh?
Yeah. We had a real estate question before the break, but we're gonna move into something else. We might come back to real estate, but this next one, this guy asking this question, I'm trying to boil it down because it's like a paragraph. But basically, this guy was in a car accident, right? He was in a car accident. The parties couldn't settle. He was not at fault. He was injured significantly or severely, and they ended up going to trial, right? Because that's what happens. You're in an accident. Sometimes you try to meet, you know, there's a mediation and there's a whole process to try to settle a personal injury claim. A lot of times they won't settle, and so you have to prepare for and go to trial. So this one went to trial. Our guy won a judgment. It doesn't have an amount here. I'm going to say it was $1 million. And he's basically asking, now what? So he won the trial. The insurance company was on the hook for a small amount, let's say really small, let's say $30,000. So he gets a judgment against the driver that hit him for $1 million. That driver has insurance, but not enough to cover it. So that insurance company just turns over what they owe. And his question is now what? And so basically this could be any situation where you have a judgment against somebody. It's nice when there's insurance there to cover it. A lot of times that's what personal injury attorneys are looking for. They're looking for insurance coverage. So sometimes you sue people and they're what we call judgment proof, meaning you can get a $50 million judgment against a defendant, but that defendant may be judgment proof. What does that mean, Joe? What does it mean when somebody's judgment proof?
So yeah, basically if you're judgment proof, it just means that there's nothing for, you own nothing that a judgment could attach to, right? So you don't have real property that a lien could be placed on. You don't have, there's just no way for you to realize any value from this judgment. So you could have a $10 billion judgment against somebody, but it's only as good and as valuable as the person that the judgment is against.
Yeah, this, you know, when we have folks who move, you know, me and Joe, it's a good time to remind you that we're only licensed to practice in North Carolina, so we're always talking about North Carolina law. But when people move here from other states like Florida and Texas and New York, they ask me questions at closing about what do they need to do to set this up as a homestead. They ask about homestead exceptions. And in some states, you can exempt your residents from a judgment. That's what a homestead exception here. In North Carolina, you don't really have a homestead exception. You have statutes that reserve a certain amount of equity in your home, a certain amount of equity in a vehicle, certain personal effects. So the statutes automatically protect some of your more basic property from the execution of a judgment, protect it in a bankruptcy, that kind of thing. And so when we go out to serve our $1 million judgment on this defendant, he's got to have something in, he's got to own something in excess of what's protected by statute. And a lot of people don't own anything in excess of what's protected by statute. You know, if you have a super fancy car, a lot of that equity in that car, if you have any, is not going to be protected. If you have a big house, you know, only a certain amount of equity is protected. And so this lien, this judgment lien, can attach to everything you own that's not protected by the North Carolina, it's exemption statute. So that's what judgment proof means. Like, I can try to collect on this judgment and the sheriff will go out there, not be able to find anything to sell, not, you know, you can use a judgment to foreclose on real property, but there has to be real property that's not exempt for you to be able to do that. And so there's a lot of protections against a debtor to a certain extent. And so a lot of times personal injury attorneys will look at that. They'll say, okay, this is all the insurance that's available.
but we know these folks own this or they own that. But that is that's what's next. And then the other thing that could be next is it could be appealed, right? You know, if you go to Superior Court in Wake County and you lose, you might have an appealable issue, and you can go to the North Carolina Court of Appeals if you have an appealable issue. So that's the other thing that could happen. You either have to go ahead and start collecting this judgment, or in a certain amount of time, the defendant can appeal it to the Court of Appeals. I think that answers this guy's question, what happens now?
Yeah, you're welcome, guy. That's a good answer, man.
Well, I lost my next question, so
But you were in the zone on that one, man. Like, if you never answered another question, like, that's your...
slam
dunk.
I feel like
it's
we've
like
done
a walk-off.
That one before.
It's a walk-off question.
Yeah, it's a walk-off. We should do that more, man. Get better and better at answering the same question every week, man.
All right, I'm about to my next question here.
All right, well, I'll do this. You're listening to Judica County Radio. Your hosts are Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer. They're the managing partners at Whitaker and Hamer. And again, office is conveniently located for you. Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay Varina, Gastonia, and Moorhead City. And their motto, your law firm for life, Whitaker and Hamer. If you've got a legal situation that you're facing, look, we get it. It can be frustrating. You can get answers to your questions by calling Whitaker and Hamer, 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Leave your contact info, briefly what the call's about, and an attorney with Whitaker and Hamer will be in touch. We are in the middle of question and answer, doing some real estate, doing a car accident question there. What's up next, Josh?
The next question I have, I'm going to bounce back to real estate, because the next question is a private road question, and we just talked about an easement. Usually easements, another word for those in the vernacular, is a private road, right? An access easement. And so here we've got someone who has access. That's not the issue. So they've gotten over that issue. They have access to a main road versus a private road. But their question is maintenance. And so they're basically asking, hey, we purchased a home. Several homes in the cul-de-sac share a private road. There is no maintenance agreement. How do we go about maintaining the private road? And so that actually comes up quite a bit. Joe, you probably see that a lot.
Yeah, I see it a good amount, man. A good amount. And it's one of those things, and you know, to kind of to piggyback on that private road maintenance agreement issue, you've also got a lot of people don't understand that when a new subdivision is developed around these parts, the roads aren't automatically made public, right? Like you're going to, the plat of the subdivision is going to be the dedication of those roads to become public. But for them to be accepted, there's various things that have to happen, and there's standards that must be met for the NCDOT or whatever municipality is going to be maintaining these roads to accept them. So there's also going to be a component in those situations where a road is going to ultimately be public, but it's the same concept. You need an agreement in place dictating how the maintenance of that road is going to take place. So you're going to set forth who's responsible for it, whether it's an individual, whether it's a developer, whether it's a group of people. And the more firmly and the more, you know, the more well spelled out you can talk about the obligations of each person and what they're going to do and what they're going to owe and what the maintenance obligation is going to be, the better.
Yeah, a lot of these, when I think about private maintenance, a private road, in my mind I'm thinking about a country road, you know, that comes off like you know, a highway, like off Highway 401, and not a planned subdivision, kind of like family land that's been sold over the years, and so it wasn't created with a purpose of other people coming in. And so you end up with a situation where you might have access, which is what a closing attorney is concerned about. They want to make sure you have access if you go buy this property, but the closing attorney is not very concerned about maintenance. But when that comes up, you know, everybody does have an obligation for maintenance, but how are you going to enforce it? How are you going to get everybody to chip in? And this is a big problem. You know, we have some clients up in the mountains, and this is always a big problem in the mountains, because a lot of those mountain roads see some pretty bad weather, and they have to be, some of those mountain roads are scary, those gravel mountain roads.
Yeah, man, they're scary, dude. They're scary to drive on. There's bears.
And they have to be maintained.
And they have to be maintained.
And that can be kind of costly. And so most homeowners get together and figure it out. There's always one homeowner who doesn't want to or isn't able to contribute, and you kind of have to figure that out. But hopefully there's a recorded maintenance agreement, you know, and that's something you can ask about. If you're buying a home on a private road, your closing attorney is going to make sure you have good access.
That's something you
watch out for. Bears, watch out for bears.
Watch out for bears, man. You know,
but maintenance is sometimes a good question to ask, because that's a question that can kind of dangle.
Yeah,
you don't want to have those questions dangling. All right, Judica County Radio, Josh Whitaker, Joe Hamer, they're your hosts. They're also the managing partners at Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. They have offices almost in every corner. They're kind of like a Starbucks or a McDonald's. Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay Varina, Gastonia, and Moorhead City. Again, Whitaker and Hamer, the motto, your law firm for life. If you've got a legal question you're facing, you need some answers, you can always call the firm. 800-659-1186. Leave your contact info, briefly what the call's about, and an attorney with Whitaker and Hamer will be in touch. Again, the number 800-659-1186, and you can always email your questions to the radio show. We'll answer them on a future broadcast. info@JudicaCounty.com. When we return, we've got more question and answer with Josh and Joe. Welcome back into Judica County Radio. Your hosts are Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. Of course, Whitaker and Hamer, the power behind this program. They have offices located conveniently for you. Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. If you've got a legal situation you're facing, you can always call the firm and get some answers to those questions. 800-659-1186, 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information, briefly what the call's about, and an attorney with Whitaker and Hamer will be in touch. And you can email your questions to the show. We'll answer them on a future broadcast. info@JudicaCounty.com. Josh, take it away.
You know, when we do this, when we sit around and answer these questions, we hope it's useful. I think the hope is it's entertaining and useful, but at the very least, useful. And we take these questions as they come, and some of them are more interesting than others. But anyway, with that said, here's the first question I got out of our pile here is, how do you get your court case continued? All right, that's the question. How do you get your court case continued? Now, they're not telling us what kind of case it is, so we're going to have to go through a couple of cases here, but how do you get your court case continued?
You walk in. Front kick to the door, bam, smack it open, storm in. No, it's a, you go and you ask for a continuance, man. That's really it. And like you said, the court is going to have leniency in some situations, and they're going to be less lenient in others. And they're going to look at a variety of factors. And, you know, if this is the first time you've come to court, it's a minor infraction or offense, assuming that this is some kind of a criminal matter, you're likely to get a continuance fairly easily, right?
Yeah, I think in traffic court, you know, small claims court, maybe some district court, you know, it's easier to get a continuance. And like you said,
at least and maybe several times, right? Like, there's traffic tickets that you may be able to get several continuances on.
Now, you might have to be give a reason, you know, and an attorney would, you know, if you've got an attorney and you're going to let the attorney know ahead of time, the attorney can probably do more than you can walking in the day of. But the court understands, and there's some things built in. Now, it's hard to do without actually being there.
Yeah.
Right. So you've already made the trip down.
But that being said.
But once you move up to like Superior Court, Court of Appeals, continuances aren't doled out easily.
No, you're gonna need a fairly compelling reason, especially after that initial continuance, if you get that.
Yeah, so, you know, when they're setting stuff, Superior Court is very regimented. Things get set for mediation, they get set for trial, and you know, the courts just aren't going to move that because that inconveniences. You know, once you get to the Superior Court level, you've got witnesses, you've got jurors, you've got, you know, attorneys, you've got parties, and usually a lot's riding on it, and it's not as easy to move. And so, yeah, you should always be ready to deal with a case when it's scheduled, because it's, you know, things happen. People go, you know, have to go to the hospital. You have health, you have things, but, you know, the dog eating your homework kind of stuff is not going to go over very well.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. And has that ever worked for anything in the history of things?
I think I knew somebody. I think I knew somebody whose dog actually did chew up their homework.
Yeah.
I don't know if it worked.
But even if they did, like, did it work? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, that's. I feel like that's the most tragic thing that can happen to you. Like, if that genuinely happens to you and you have to give that as a legitimate reason, you're going to have a tough time.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Anyways.
All right. So that question was easy enough.
That's a good question.
But I remember, you know, I've seen people in traffic court, you know, which is designed, you know, for folks without attorneys, and you get to talk to the judge, you get to talk to the ADA. But I've seen people, you know, with like on their eighth continuance, you know, or whatever. And sometimes you're waiting for something else to happen. But that's definitely not the rule. That's the exception, I would think.
Yeah, anything over those very, like, the super lowly infractions in traffic court. And, yeah, you're going to need a fairly compelling reason, most likely.
All right, next question I got here is, can you sue a veterinarian for malpractice? That's the next question I got.
Yeah, brother.
You can sue a veterinarian for negligence.
You can technically sue anyone for anything. I mean, you may not win, but that didn't stop you from suing them, man.
So you can sue a veterinarian or a lot of different people for negligence, right? That's not performing their duties up to the normal standard of care. And so if they do something wrong, you know, I've seen where some veterinarians have you sign some waivers, right? Where, you know, kind of like a doctor, you go in for a surgery, you're going to sign a waiver where any...
Well, there's risk attendant with any creature surgery, just like there are for any human surgery.
Yeah. And, you know, the law looks at dogs and cats, they're personal property, right? Mm-hmm. They're the same as a car. Are they the same as the car? Yeah, I guess they would be the same as any personal property. Yeah. So it's not a human, so it's not like a medical malpractice, but it's, you know, they screw up your dog. Now, what's the value of a dog?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've talked about that before, too.
Yeah, we talked. Yes. Have we? Are you doing another radio show?
Did we get into the conversation about if another person's dog bites you?
Yeah, we talked about dog bites for sure.
We talked about dog bites and the statutes.
Speaking of which, man, as an aside,
yeah,
there's apparently a wild pack of dogs terrorizing Barber Mill Road area of Clayton.
That's always crazy.
Did you hear that?
No, I haven't heard that.
I heard that. They're attacking. They're killing, like, other people's pets and stuff. They're at large to this day.
Now, are we sure they're dogs, or could they be coyotes?
It's a ragtag group of dogs. Like, whoever's seen them has described them. It's like six dogs, and they're all different breeds, and they're like, it's not like just all of one aggressive dog. It's like six random dogs that have just formed a gang, basically, and they're terrorizing the community.
It seems like that would be an easy enough thing to stop after the first time.
You would think so. Tell it to these dogs that are still at large, though.
So has anybody been hurt, I guess, or are they just getting
other animals? I think they're getting animals to this point, but you don't want to get rolled up on by the Sixth Street posse of dogs. You know?
That's kind of crazy, though. That's like that should be like a anti-Disney movie, right? These dogs.
Yeah.
It's like, what was the movie where the dog and the cat and they're all friends and it's an incredible journey or something?
Homeward Bound?
Is that what it is?
Well, there's two Homeward Bounds. I could actually tell you a lot about these movies. But they run away from home. They don't run away from home. They get taken. Like
They form a group.
They don't form a group. They are in a group. They're a part of a family from the jump, Josh.
And so okay. Well, I was thinking about that movie, except they're not good. They're not good dogs.
So it's the opposite of Homeward Bound. They run into some rough characters in Homeward Bound, the dogs do. You never seen Homeward Bound, man?
I think I had to read the book.
I'm pretty sure I know the animals' names, but the actors, I think you got Michael J. Fox.
This is the first one.
At both of them. There's two. There's more. I know of two. You got Michael J. Fox, and I'm pretty sure you have Sally Field as the cat, Sassy.
The flying nut.
I don't know who plays Shadow. Shadow's the old, wise, golden retriever.
Hmm. Does he die?
I don't know who the actor is. I think he's going to die, and then I think he just doesn't.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. I'm going to look up who that actor is.
They usually kill
That's
off.
That's very important.
They usually kill off an animal in one of those movies.
Yeah, they pretend like they're going to, and then they...
Yeah, Disney, it's usually the mother. Man. The mother usually passes away in some form or fashion.
Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. I didn't know they had a subtitle, but it does.
Mm.
Let's see.
Judica County Radio. Josh Whitaker, Joe Hamer, managing partners at the firm Whitaker and Hamer. The power behind this program, your law firm for life. Offices conveniently located for you in Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. Couple of ways you can get in touch with the firm if you've got any legal questions. You can certainly email the show, info@judicacounty.com. We'll answer the question on a future broadcast, info@judicacounty.com. If you need something a little bit quicker, you can always call the firm, 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information, briefly what the call's about, and an attorney with Whitaker and Hamer will be in touch. We've got more questions and, of course, some antics between Josh and Joe. That's all coming up in our final segment of Judica County Radio. We're back right after this. Welcome back into Judica County Radio. Your hosts are Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. Also joining us on the program this week, Cassandra Nicholas, an attorney with Whitaker and Hamer out of the Moorhead City office. And speaking of locations, they are also located right here in Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, and in Gastonia, and as for mentioned, the Moorhead City office. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We've had some fun, talking about some of the legal issues that are facing some pretty well-known people. And again, fun but serious. And we also had some Q&A on the legal side. But we're now going to sum it all up. So, Josh, I throw it to you and make your closing arguments on all these topics.
Well, I think Cassandra made a good point earlier on. I think most normal people only have so many minutes a week to dedicate to taking in news, interpreting news, and trying to think about it. And I think as lawyers, I think we would just tell you or just advise you that in the legal stuff, you know, maybe think about how this became a case. I liked how Cassandra said that. Like, think about how this got charged. You know, I think a lot of times when you're just on like cruise control, you're eating dinner, you got the news on, you're listening to a podcast. A lot of times we just assume when somebody gets charged with something. Like if you see Justin Timberlake got charged with a DUI, I think a lot of people maybe just assume, well, if the cops charged you, right, you probably did it. Like, I think there's still that assumption out there. Maybe we're getting away from that as a society. That's just my opinion. But I think definitely reserving judgment, especially on these ones that get so politicized, like a Hunter Biden who's got a lot of stuff going on and a Donald Trump that's got a lot of stuff going on. Those were still weird cases that you have to wonder, should those have even been brought, you know? And once they go to the jury, it's hard to blame the process. Once it gets started, you know, it kind of is what it is. But I think both of those are probably better left alone than even going this far. But the good thing about the court system is that things go to the Court of Appeals. Like, there's other people that are going to look at this stuff. So there's Court of Appeals, there's the Supreme Court, there's plenty of other levels. So hopefully it all gets sorted out.
That's the hope. I was thinking about elected judges and how they also, you know, run for their positions. So they're running on platforms of like tough on certain types of crimes. So tough on drug crimes or something like that. And then that's kind of an agenda when they enter the role of prosecutor, that as drug crimes are brought to them, they choose to prosecute more of them.
Yeah, I can't remember how the saying goes, but like when you vote for a judge or you vote for a district attorney or prosecutor or what have you, when you vote, you're always voting. You should vote as if you were going to have to go before that judge, right? Or that, you know, that DA was going to be looking at stuff relevant to you or your kids or your family. You want reasonable, right? You want
you know, a lot, if it was me, right, if you were going, I want a judge to be merciful and yeah. reasonable. If I was going to go before a judge, you know, you don't, the tough on crime, like, you know, there's a case to be made for, you know, you can't just let people come in and out of jail, and people, there need to be consequences, right? But like the, yeah, the, and the people that run on, like, you know, there was a couple of prosecutors that ran on like getting Trump, right? Or, you know, there's, you know, I don't like that. That's kind of a bad place to get to, because you want your judicial system to be fair, reasonable, even-handed. And the further we get away from that, and it's not in my control or Joe's control or Cassandra's control, but the further we get away from that, it ain't good, right?
Yes. We won't say a lot of things, but we can say it ain't good.
That's right. I think that's our summation. Like, you want everybody to have a fair trial. Yeah, everybody should have representation. You know, we've done so much to make it fair, but you definitely can't have prosecutors and people headhunting. And we talked about our friend a while ago, who was the golfer who got railroaded into those charges that were all dropped 3 or 4 days later.
Yeah, Scotty
Scheffler. Scheffler. Yeah.
Yeah, number one golfer in the world.
Yeah, he didn't do much this past weekend though. I had some money out there, and I didn't see him do anything.
He deserved to get arrested.
But anyway, that's all. Like I said, that's all I really had on that. But I figured those were worth talking about.
Oh, absolutely. And again, folks, if you've got a legal situation and you've got questions, we have 5 complimentary consults available with Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. All you've got to do to grab one of them, claim one of them, is call the number 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Again, leave your contact information briefly what the call is about, and Whitaker and Hamer will be in touch, and they'll book that consult for you. Again, office is conveniently located in Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. Another edition of Judica County Radio is in the books. For Josh Whitaker, Joe Hamer, and Cassandra Nicholas, I'm Morgan Patrick. We will see you on the radio next week.
Judica County is hosted by attorneys licensed to practice law in North Carolina. Some of the guests appearing on this podcast may be licensed North Carolina attorneys. Discussion on this podcast is meant to be general in nature, and in no way should the discussion be interpreted as legal advice. Legal advice can only be rendered once an attorney, licensed in the state in which you live, has the opportunity to discuss the facts of your case with you. The attorneys appearing on this podcast are speaking in generalities about the law in North Carolina and how these laws affect the average North Carolinian. If you have any questions about the content of this show, you can direct such inquiry to Joshua Whitaker at jmw@mwhlaw.lawyer.